After I had been chatting with Ernesto Bettetti for a few minutes in his no-frills office in the music building, I noticed the fingernails on his right hand were very long and shiny. Except for the one on his pinky, the nails extend about a quarter of an inch or more from the fingertip and shine with, I was later to learn, a layer of clear acrylic. These are the nails that Bettetti uses to pluck the strings of his guitar. They give his sound warmth and power and control over change of timbres. He uses them to produce, on the guitar, the ideal sound he hears in his mind.
You have to have an ideal sound in your brain, in your mind first. Then you have to try to get that the sound that you would love to have, to produce it. And how you produce it, you have to try to find it through certain shape and length of the nails. Now in my case, since I was very young, 18 years old, I had a sound in mind, and when I got it, I make marks that they put below my nails, so I try to keep my nails always the same length. Because if not, if they are too long, you get stuck in the strings. If they are too short, you miss the strings.
Bettetti first wanted to become a guitarist when he was 5 years old, and his grandmother took him to see a movie that had a troubadour playing a guitar. But he didn't formally decide on music as a career until he was in his late teens and had attended engineering school for a year. When he did commit himself to becoming a classical guitarist, he decided on the sound he wanted to produce and set out to develop it. His model was Andre Segovia.
Segovia had a beautiful sound. When I was 15, I had the privilege of hearing him live in Buenos Aires and Rosario, my native town, and of course through his recordings. And I said that's the sound I would like to get. So that was my goal, to get that sound.
Bettetti gained mastery of the guitar by practicing 12 hours a day for about 2 years.
My challenge was to develop a fantastic technique, and I had to do it on my own. So I need to research on my own how to develop a technique. I was a little isolated in Argentina to develop that. That was the reason why I practiced so much.
Bettetti feels that the years he spent solving his technical problems makes him a better teacher now because he can help his students with their problems.
If you're too gifted, like the case of John Williams. John Williams was gifted to play the guitar. He even didn't know, like Segovia. Segovia was not a good teacher. He just played well, but he didn't have to think how to play well because he was gifted. Then it's very difficult to explain to another person to solve problems because you didn't go through that. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that I have that. I have that I work so hard for my different kind of nails and different kind of shape of fingers, and that's, I think, makes a good teacher.
Bettetti's teaching philosophy is to encourage his students to develop their own performance styles. He describes this teaching philosophy as unorthodox because, he says, many other teachers try to impose their own method of playing onto their students.
There are some people that call schools in piano, violin, even in guitar, that they make everyone to play the same way, same position of the hand, same length of nails. And so it's a factory, and I don't want factories. I want that each individual has its own personality playing. And that's why it's not an orthodox way of playing the guitar. Just put the guitar in one way, the 10 students should play there. And there are many schools that are like that, and I don't like that. I am just opposite to that.
Until recently, Bettetti's usual discipline was to practice for 5 to 6 hours a day. But since August, he has not picked up his fretted guitar at all. This summer, while in Spain, he went swimming and afterward developed fungus underneath his fingernails. The nails separated from the flesh, and playing the guitar became too painful. So he tried playing with the guitar in a different position, but that resulted in a damaged nerve in his right thumb. His doctors have told him no guitar for a while to let his thumb rest.
It's very hard for me because in all my life I never had gone through that problem. But every morning when I get up and I look at the case of my guitar and I cannot open it because I am not, they said that I have to rest. That's the main thing for it. So it takes a while, but I hope that in next year I will be better.
Bettetti's doctors don't know how long it will be before he can play again. His students are worried about him. He tells them not to worry and to just play on his behalf. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.